Jamie Journalism went to the Green Party conference and spoke to the chief executive of the Green Party, David Murray, and the Liverpool group leader of the Green Party council group, Sarah Jennings.
Well, the party has two conferences every year, the spring and autumn conferences, as others do. And generally we move around the country to try and make sure that our members can most access most easily a conference venue that's near them. A lot of people won't go to every single conference, so if we keep the location moving, people will then make an effort to go to a more local one. We've had a really good turnout today, which is impressive for the first day, for the Friday. Tomorrow we're expecting even more, so we know that Liverpool is pretty well, you know, accessible from anywhere in the country. Yes, there are. Certainly Brighton, for example, they have a green-led council, and there are councils around the country that actually have either the main opposition party as Green Party, or they are the kingmakers, if you like, where they have sort of 8 or 9 councillors already elected. Liverpool has 2, I think Bristol has 2 as well. So we're at the slightly lower end of the scale, but still that's better than having none at all. So we are growing in Liverpool all the time. We're putting out a credible message and we're hoping that people are listening.
Yeah, so I think the question is actually first and foremost whether there is really a spectrum and whether that spectrum is actually very two-dimensional. And by that I mean that so often we're looking at criteria that's quite fine-grained. It's saying, okay, well, let's have a look at what the economic policy of a political party is and determine where the party might sit on that spectrum. And then it might be, well, what does that party's position actually mean in terms of social justice? And where does that place it on that political spectrum? Or it might be, where does that party stand on the environment and on this specific issue? And where does that put that party on that spectrum? But rarely do we actually talk about all of those three things in an interdependent way. I wouldn't say that it's not so popular in Liverpool at all, actually. In terms of political opportunities, I would see Liverpool as a fantastic opportunity for the Green Party to grow its councillor base. And in fact, growing that councillor base from 2 councillors to 3, and 3 to 5, and 5 to 15 can happen very, very quickly in terms of electoral cycles. So the fact that there are already Green councillors in Liverpool is a fantastic sign of the opportunity for Green Party growth in this city. So whilst it might be that we look to Brighton and say, well, why is it that Liverpool isn't at the Green Group minority administration as it is in Brighton? It's saying, well, how quickly actually might Liverpool move to a Green Party-led administration? And I think we might be pleasantly surprised to see Liverpool doing very well very quickly.